Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
You find out that he's suspending his campaign for re-election. What's your reaction to all this?
Well, I have mixed reactions. I'm surprised, and I'm not surprised. I'm surprised because I know Chris Collins. I know him well. I've known him for years, and I know what a fighter he is and how determined he is and how dogged he is. And his first reaction was to fight this thing. And so the fact that he is now suspending his campaign is surprising. I'm not surprised, however, because I think what occurred after the initial shock of the indictment is that a lot of Republican leaders began to talk amongst themselves and express their concerns. And I think as that built, there became more and more concern on the part of political leaders in the district that what should be a very, very winnable seat may not be. And I think all of those discussions were occurring furiously over the last couple of days, and it led to the Congressman making this decision today.
We are only about 3 months from the midterm elections. Any idea how the GOP leadership is going to go about selecting who's going to be on the ballot?
To be honest, I do not, because I've not hit the books yet to do the research on what happens when a candidate, an endorsed candidate, suspends their campaign and the party has to find another candidate. And I, like everyone else, has to get up to speed on that. I do know this, that when you file petitions, when you circulate petitions to have your name on the ballot and a volunteer comes to your door and asks you to sign a petition for a candidate, on that petition, in addition to the candidates' names, are usually 5, 6, 7 other people's names called the Committee to Fill Vacancies. And under state law, if a vacancy occurs by a certain date in the political calendar, that committee to fill vacancies can pick another candidate. You don't have to have a party convention or a primary. They have the power to do that. Now, what I need to see is, would this set of circumstances at this time in the political calendar trigger that committee to fill vacancy to fill that role? I don't know that yet, and I'll be looking into that today.
I know this news is just breaking, and, you know, there is an indictment against the congressman right now, but politically speaking, is his career over?
Well, if he doesn't run for Congress, I mean, it's over for now. If he were to suspend his campaign and not run and be acquitted, you can't rule out in the future him making another comeback of some sort. So let's give him his day in court. But for right now, if he's suspending his campaign, he's not going to be the candidate. It's over for now.
So it's over for now. So he, just for clarification, his name will not be on the ballot come this November, right? So the question is going to be who's going to be the next person, just so I'm clear on that.
I'm not clear on that. I believe that is the case. I believe there's a certain date in September that even if you die, your name is still on the ballot. Now the question becomes, if he suspends his campaign, officially withdraws, what is the mechanism and the procedures for replacing him? And that I just don't know yet, because I just haven't had a chance to delve into the legal aspect of this.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.